Jalen Jacoby is brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven.
And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
He is Jalen Anthony Rose.
What up, Del?
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in.
Together we are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
Not only do we give you shows Monday through Friday, we always do a special podcast exclusive weekend edition show where we get to talk about whatever we want. And we get to hear from you.
We can say whatever we like. You might have Jalen. To clip that, Rich. We can say whatever we like. Yeah. Jalen. You know what else we do, Jacoby? When you click on Spotify or Apple, or you turn on ESPN News or ESPN 2 or ESPN at 2 p.m. every day, you know what we also do? Make sure it's us.
No days off.
10 toes down for the audience. 10 years strong. That's
you
giving
took a
the people
last
what they
night
want.
To give the people what they want. I drove through a hurricane today to give the people what they want. You got to sacrifice.
Tell them about Jalen. Your travels. Tell them.
No.
Tell them.
No. People don't care about me. They care about the topics. I got a bunch of them in the rundown. First of all. The second best duo in the game, besides Jalen and Jacoby, Lil Baby and James Harden. They're out traveling.
Yes.
I know you've seen the pictures of them out in Paris. They look a little, they look high. They look high. That's what I'm saying. They look high. I was trying to dance around it, come up with a new term, but they just look high. And there was an incident, Mr. Rose, because this isn't the States. You know what I mean? They got different different medicinal policy out there across the pond. And apparently Lil Baby was in a vehicle that was pulled over by the authorities. You know what the authorities said? They said they smelled cannabis in the car. And they found, I think it was 30 grams. I don't know exactly. You know, I don't read articles. They found
some cannabis. How much is that? About how much is that?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know how that works. Yeah, no idea. No, I don't know. That's exactly an ounce and 2 grams. It's an ounce and 2 grams. It's an ounce and 2 grams. It's an ounce and 2 grams.
Is that a half a day? Is that all day? Is that the whole trip?
It's an ounce and 2 grams. That's what it is. But for them, you know what? For them, everyone's got different burn rates. Let's just say that. Everyone's got different burn rates. So, Mr. Rose, James Harden started talking to the authorities. Lil Baby was detained. James Harden was not detained. That was getting real close for Mr. Harden. That got real close to being an actual incident that could affect his on-court situation in the National Basketball Association. What do you think about the Parisian trip with Lil Baby and James Harden?
I'll tell you the first thing I thought about, I'll be there next year.
No, you won't. No, you won't. We did a story time about one of your little run-ins in Paris, a little run-in with the authorities in Paris. Look it up online. I'm sure it's somewhere, Jalen Rose story time. You guys run from a cab, get caught, authorities at
Listen
the hotel
up, we
lobby.
Got a story to tell. Multiple things.
I love it when you can't get the words out. You have so many thoughts.
I just liked it, first off, they were living their best lives and looked filthy rich. Like, that made me happy. Like, when they was walking through the tunnel, the little hallway, and then the paparazzi jumped out at them.
They were the like way straight baby innocent. Waved. It looked like they were ready for that. Like, no one told them, like, yo, there's a bunch of cameras outside. They thought they was gonna walk out, like, no big deal.
Well, let me tell you what it looked like, and this is where you threw me the lob. Now I'm about to Sean Kemp it. Like, if you're high and you walk around the corner and people snapping cameras at you and you didn't expect it, that could affect your buzz. It brings it down, possibly. You know,
you saw a little baby turned like he wanted to turn around and walk back where they came from. He was like, I don't know about
you know what? Baby, you go from enjoying the exhibit and, you know, all of this amazing equity that you put into the cranium, and then you walk around the corners flashing lights.
Le baby.
Ruining my high. You know, that's how they was looking. And like, they know to turn around and run.
Like, my son, sometimes he's very loquacious, but around new people, he's a little shy, just like most kids. And like, I'll be like, hey, Quincy, you know, this is my friend Steve. And little baby wave just like Quincy does, just like put the arm up real quick and then put it down. He's like, hi guys. They just look like they were not ready for that. And shout out to them. But one thing is, like, when you go to a Paris fashion show, you know what I mean? Like, you care more about your fit than Jalen Rose does for the Christmas Day games. You know what I mean? Like, they plan their events. They're winning at the Balenciaga show, so they're going to wear some crazy stuff. And then they show up, and Kanye straight up got, like, a gimp mask on or whatever. Like, there's, like, Kanye just, like, you can't even see his face.
I saw him jump out of the minivan. I tried to look and see if that was you driving. I looked a little closer. You see, the first person jumped out there, ducked to the right. And everybody looked, and then he came storming in. He took a picture that he posted with his new kicks on, but then he had on the wrong socks. And it made me thinking, name, image, and likeness. Imagine if the Fab Five was still getting paid off of black socks.
Man, let me tell you. I read an article and it was like, yeah, Lil Baby and James Harden spending a lot of time together there, and Kanye was there as well, but it didn't seem like they were interacting with Kanye that much. I was like, yep, I get it. Shout out to Lil Baby. I hope that they work everything out with the Parisian authorities. Shout out to James Harden for not getting involved with the situation with the Parisian authorities.
Oh, that's, you know, important. What, dog? You know, what? I gotta always point out a trait that I love in young people. Ja Morant has it also. Lil Baby sounds and behaves much older than he really is.
Mm-hmm.
I love and appreciate that about him. Mature young man, so very successful at his age, so much coming at him. And for him to manage it the way he does, truly impressive.
We have an update, Mr. Rose. Reg the Ledge just sent us a text. Because, you know, I don't listen to you when you talk. I was looking at my phone. Producer Reg the Ledge sent us a text. It's an update on a developing story from previously in pop culture and sports.
Ooh.
Remember when Drake and Michael B. Jordan showed up to Bronny James' game and LeBron wasn't even there? Sierra Canyon game. You remember there's a bunch of rumors. There's a bunch of rumors about the young lady that Drake was seated next to. Remember that?
Yeah,
and she's the mother of one of the student athletes on Bronny's team. And I said to myself, just because she's cute and she's next to Drake doesn't mean anything. Like, Drake would never just show up just to kind of get a date like that. I mean, I think people kind of took that too far, right? I was defending Drake. Like, he's just there for his homeboy son. He just happened to be sitting next to some young lady with a very shapely body and a beautiful face. You know, that's just people taking it too far. Well, we have an update from producer Reg and Robert Latal of Black Sports Online. Not only did they go on a date, Jalen Rose, Drake rented out Dodgers Stadium for private dinner with Joanna Leah, I don't know how to say her last name, the mother of Sierra Canyon's Amari Bailey. Now, Jalen Anthony Rose, it's one thing to go to a nice restaurant. It's one thing to, like, show up in a limo. It's one thing to get flowers. It's one thing to maybe have a little gift on the first date. But renting out Dodgers Stadium, dog? Renting out the stadium? Wow.
So Drake's a made man. These are all boss moves to me. Mm-mm. All boss moves. Let me tell you the first boss move.
Mm-mm.
He went with LeBron, checked out Bronny in the game the first time, and then he peeped her. He like, I'll be back.
Oh, no, you know what he did? No, he was like, it wasn't an accident that seat was open next to her. Like, it wasn't a mistake. Michael B. Jordan could have sat in that seat. You know what I mean? Like, you know, in those, like, big high-profile games, they kind of, like, curate the front row.
It's not like
my high school games where you just show up and sit wherever you want. Like, they curate the front row. He knew exactly what he was doing. But continue, Mr. Rose.
And knowing him as a professional and as an artist and a lot of the things that he raps about, just because you rhyme about it doesn't necessarily mean it's your lifestyle. Arnold Schwarzenegger isn't a necessary a Terminator in his normal life. However, like you said, an attractive lady, the mother of one of the players.
Mm-hmm.
We were wondering why he was at the game the second time. Shout to my guy Michael B. Jordan as well, when we knew LeBron wasn't there. Seems like he was going to sit next to her and enjoy the basketball game. So now when you do that, Jacoby, right, you earn equity, right? Mm. And so once he earned that equity and put it on wax and sat front row with her when Bron wasn't there, then it was like, okay, next move. Go big. Gotta go big.
Big.
Right? You've been to Drake's house.
Well, that's another thing I want to bring up. I've been to Drake's house, right? He lives in like Calabasas Hidden Hills, like mad far. I used to live next to Dodger Stadium. That was my old neighborhood, right? I walked to Dodger Stadium from my crib. Jalen, I guarantee you he got a hotel room or an Airbnb or something. Because there's nothing worse than after the date and she agrees to come back to your crib. You're like, cool, let's just hop in a car for 2 hours. You know what I mean? Like, that don't work. That logistics don't work. I guarantee you, if they went anywhere together after this evening, it was not back to his crib.
Well, hopping the car days is when you live with your parents. That's another subject for another day. But it's a boss move because also he's showing extreme value to the relationship that he's hoping to build.
Mm.
David Jacoby once taught me about expectations. And what are your thoughts on expectations?
Always keep them as low as possible. That's why the first date, we going to Popeyes. I might take you to like Carvel to get an ice cream after.
No,
that's it.
No. Michael B. Jordan on Valentine's Day. You remember what he did for his lovely significant other? Do you remember?
Mm. No, dog. What do you think? I remember stuff?
You were supposed to remind me. I believe he rented out an aquarium or something.
No, you don't believe that. That's what
Demetri
just said in your ear.
He rented out an aquarium or something, right? Okay. We need to do stand-up. That was good. And so, when you hanging out with him, you got to come correct because you see how it worked out for him. Michael B. Jordan and his bride, Steve Harvey's daughter, Lori Harvey.
I don't think they're married, but go ahead.
They're living their best lives, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Drake wanna be living his best life. So now when you do the dinner at Dodger Stadium, show that you focused and you serious. You gotta give it up to him, dog. This a boss move.
It is a boss move. And you know what else is a boss move? When you see the picture on the article, you know I don't read the article, but when you see the picture, it really looks like it was shot from mad far away, and it wasn't like for the paparazzi. It looks like they kind of got caught doing it. Like, it wasn't like he was trying to do this publicly. Yeah.
Well,
yeah, he looked mad. He looked mad.
It's always, I've been there, done that, right? What is the number one thing as a public figure I dislike, David Jacoby?
People taking pictures of you, and when they didn't ask. And imagine it came from a helicopter, dog. A helicopter. It took a helicopter to catch him doing this. That's what I like about him. It wasn't like they could have gone to like whatever the hot restaurant is where the paparazzi's outside in Beverly Hills and done it for the press and gotten on TMZ and everybody talking about him. But instead, he tried to get a private. He's like, you know what? What could be more private than Chavez Ravine? No one's in the stadium. We're getting in and out on the low. Nice venue. Best around sunset. That place is beautiful. Shout out to Dodger Stadium. I hope they had Dodger dogs, but it looks like they actually had like something, you know, catered.
Well, you know who gets it done? Drake. This segment is brought to you by Grainger for the ones like Drake who get it done. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, backed by 24/7 support and access to product experts. Call them or click Grainger.com/Jacoby. That's Grainger.com/JACOBY, or stop by one of the many Grainger locations.
Well, shout out to Loverboy.
And by the way, let me say this. Shout to her son and shout to the teams that get a chance to ball in front of celebrities. I've been that young high school prospect. And all of a sudden, notable people come walking in the gym. You know what I'm saying? That's your chance to ball on the big stage. That's your chance to shine. Like, all of them love Drake. They all love Michael B. Jordan also. But also didn't, the other team, I believe, won that game and beat them, right?
Yeah. One thing I love about, I love these stories. The scout came to the game to look at, you know, Jalen Rose, but they ended up finding whatever, like Patrick Beverly or Montrezl Harrell. Like, I love that. I love those stories where someone on the other team or a teammate ends up getting scouted instead of the star player. Well, shout to Drake and shout to her. Jalen Rose, nothing I want to talk to you about. It's about the Detroit Pistons. I don't know if you're familiar with that franchise.
Detroit basketball!
There were some reports that other teams were interested in trading for the number one pick.
Gotta be in the top four. Gotta be in the top four.
No.
Gotta be in the top four.
No.
Or voicemail.
No.
Gotta be in the top four. Or voicemail.
No. I'll be so mad at the Pistons if they trade this pick. You have the Zions. You have the LeBrons. You have the guaranteed overall. No question about it. This is the number one pick. And there's no question who the number one pick is. When you are picking at number one, and you have a talent like that, you have to stay in that slot. I'll be so mad if they trade this pick. I'll be so mad for you if they trade this pick.
We're not trading that pick.
Dog, I'm taking your phone when you fall asleep in the Uber. I'm taking your phone. I'm texting Tom Gores. This is Jalen. Whatever you do, don't trade the number one pick. Also, Venmo, David-Jacoby.
We're not trading that pick, and you said the reason why. There's a nostalgia to being the number one overall player taken.
Mm.
It just is what it is. You get a chance on that day to lay claim as being the top prospect in your profession. And whatever you do. But you know, as soon as you walk across the stage, that don't mean nothing anymore. That's what I love about life. It means nothing. I'm like, literally, it just means they're gonna give you more opportunities because whoever took you so high wanna try to keep their job. That's really all that means. So with being said, you teed this up by saying he's the can't miss, clear cut, number one overall prospect. That means even if you fall between the other top players in this draft, 2 to 4, they could go 3 Caramonte either way. So that means the only way you put yourself into that mix, and Reg DeLez just said it in my ear, we love SGA. But it got to be for Ja. It got to be for J.A. Okay? It can't be for SGA. It got to be for J.A.
And the one reason you would trade the number one pick is if there's a prospect that just doesn't necessarily fit your needs. But do you know what the Detroit Pistons' needs are? Every position. It's not like you guys have some solidified players that are guaranteed to be that spot. You can build around them. The Pistons are every position.
That's not true.
Are you going to say Jeremy Grant? You going to say Jeremy Grant? Is that what you're going to say? No, go ahead and say it.
Yes.
Okay.
Jeremy Grant is going to be next year's Julius Randle.
I thought he was this year's Julius Randle. Well, we'll see. We'll see. I hope the Pistons make the playoffs, and I hope Kate Cunningham gets picked number one by the Detroit Pistons, and I hope he ends up in Detroit. If they try to get cute with this, I'll get so mad.
And I
get
so mad if they get cute with this. I hope he continues to remind me of a 33 like a Grant Hill who donned the Pistons uniform, or like a Jason Tatum. You know, I hope he's like a variation of those guys. I love to boss up. Errol Flynn jump on the Lodge freeway to get down there, sit front row, and go watch us in the playoffs next season. We're going to do what the Hornets did this year.
Yeah. Just right in the lines of being the playoffs, too. Okay, got it. All right.
We're going to be the Hornets of next year, too.
Did the Hornets make the playoffs?
They got Melo Ball, who came in and dazzled and showed he was a franchise player.
Mm-hmm.
Lil Bro, I'm going to bring him back on the show. He going to be in the D. We going to be doing some stuff. Shout out to my guy, Jermaine Jackson. Lil Bro, doing a great job as an entrepreneur and managing and training Melo. And they just family. We just all family. It's a family affair. The Detroit Pistons with Cade Cunningham is going to make noise next year. Next year.
The
Hornets did this year.
Yeah, you get the 10th seed and lose in the first play-in game. I get that. That's fine. That'd be an exciting night. That'd be an exciting night to go on the road and lose the first play-in game. That's my prediction for the Detroit Pistons. Jalen, Kyle Kuzma says that he could be an all-star with a consistent role. He can average 25 points a game. Now, let me say something. We just brought up Jeremy Grant, right? I could see Kyle Kuzma going to a bad team, being a featured, offensive threat, and scoring 25 points. That's kind of what Jeremy Grant did. And I could see that happening for Kyle Kuzma. Don't forget, Kyle Kuzma, before LeBron got there, was scoring about 20 a game.
You know, one of my favorite things about this show is just the Reg DeLand soundtrack.
How Reg feels about what we say. He like low-key disrespects us like all day long at our jobs.
Oh, man. But your example of Jeremy Grant is well done. It is well done. And that's fair for Kyle Kuzma because he does have that potential. But here's the elephant in the room. As long as he's playing with LeBron and AD, he won't be featured up front, and therefore he won't get a lot of minutes at, in theory, the four, even though LeBron is the primary ball handler. And AD's going to play a lot of minutes at the four and also play some minutes at the five. He'll never truly be able to have a consistent role to get those stats because you can't really have him playing against only twos and threes. He should be playing against threes and fours, and particularly fours.
It's fair. I kind of want this for him because I feel that the lack of minutes, the lack of opportunity, the lack of touches hurts his confidence, and it sort of becomes a snowball momentum thing for him. And I feel that he would really flourish in a different environment where he had more opportunity. And you remember when he had more opportunity when he was with the Lakers. Again, they were a bad team, but he, performed.
Flint Kelly Town nephew, stand up. What up, Dell?
Kelly Oubre is in a similar position. He says he's unhappy. He reportedly wants $20 million a year. You kind of put Oubre and Kuzma together a little bit. What do you think about Oubre?
Well, the first thing I think... Hey, Kels. Kelly Oubre. Tsunami Poppy. Newsflash. One of my guys, by the way. I remember he started struggling this year in Golden State. And I was like, he's going to be fine. They just play a little faster than he was playing with the Pelicans. And he still needs to play at a slower pace for his offensive game to actually function. It's just because the Warriors do a breakneck style around Steph Curry that's frantic. It's like... New York City, everybody honking their horns, changing lanes. Mm-hmm. That's why I don't even like to drive there.
Just for the record, he was with Phoenix.
I don't even like to drive in New York.
He was with Phoenix last year, not the Pelicans, but moving on.
Right. Pelicans and Phoenix. And so, first and foremost, he does have talent. He does have the potential to be a 18 to 20 point score, which he's already been, but I'm saying in a more a different style of play, but a different role. You'll appreciate the numbers more because he can make an open three. He can get out in transition. And you know we stress keep getting them checks, but I must say to the Tsunami Poppy, we all want $20 million a year.
I want $20 million a year. Reg wants $20 million a year. Well, we'll see what your agent can negotiate for you. But
you don't get what you deserve. You only get what you have the leverage to negotiate.
Well, Mr. Rose, we always say we get the people they want. Oh no, before we go to voicemails, I gotta get this story. So, Jalen Anthony Rose, you know I was talking about the kangaroo apocalypse, right?
For years.
In Australia.
10 years ago.
They're having another situation in Australia.
Ooh.
They have a rodent problem in Australia. Mm. And a woman woke up in Australia to a mouse eating her eyeball.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
She said, and I quote, "I felt a tickly, furry sensation as it crawled from behind my ears across my cheek.
Wow.
It made my skin crawl, my hair stood up, and I jumped out of bed. For the rest of the night, I didn't sleep a wink until I caught the mouse in a trap under the bed." There's mice all over Australia. Jalen Rose, what would you do if you woke up to a mouse eating your eyeball?
I'm wishing her health and all of that. But I want to ask you a question. I know you don't like follow-up questions.
Go ahead.
Do you think your wife has ever felt a tickly, filly sensation at some point in you guys' relationship?
You call 985-80-JALEN. You can leave us a voicemail. Again, that's 985-80-JALEN. You leave us a voicemail. We'll put it on the show just like this.
What's going on, guys? This is Muhammad from St. Louis. Shout out, Reg. This one's a little disturbing. So I don't know if this cultural, regional, or just whatever. Okay, so I am a manager at a popular chain, that fitness club chain. And I have a trainer who is 28 years old who says he has never heard an R. Kelly song before. Now, this trainer is from Washington State, looks more like Jacoby than he does Jalen, but I still think this is absurd. So, is this cultural, regional, that my trainer has never, ever heard an R. Kelly song? Please let me know. Please give the people what they want. Yep. Medicinal.
Yes.
Shout out to Muhammad at the gym. St. Louis.
You weren't with me when I was shooting in the gym?
Okay. He's a manager gym. One of his trainers is 28. So if you're 28 years old, math time. You're born in 93. So you're born in 93. I mean, when did Best of Both Worlds come out? Like, the Jay-Z R. Kelly tour, like, Let me find out when that was. Yeah, I think this is regional. This is regional. Cultural or regional. Never hearing you know what? See, there's a lot of like I can't name like a Radiohead song. I can't name a Taylor Swift song, but I've heard them. Like, it's one thing to be able to name a song. Like, can you name a Miley Cyrus song, Jalen Rose?
I can.
No, I can't. Dog, why you say I can't? I love your confidence. Yeah, we could be sitting here for an hour and a half. You can't name one.
I'm looking
but
at her in the video.
If I play you one, you can sing it. You can sing it if I play you one. I mean, put my hands up, playing
there,
my song.
There you go. Nimmy, yeah.
Nimmy, 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 nimmy,
nimmy. Put my body into you.
I say, yeah. See, like that's the thing.
Put my hand like, yeah. Throw my hands up. Hey, that's my jam. Hey, it's a party in the USA.
Hot song. So I guess what I'm going to say to Muhammad is your trainer has heard an R. Kelly song, but they have just never like realized they're listening to R. Kelly. They can't name an R. Kelly song. There is a big distinction. There's a big distinction there.
First off, it's R. Kelly's fault, anybody who hasn't heard his music, because while being so supremely talented, He's done some supremely troubling things.
Very troubling.
And it's his fault that his legacy hasn't continued to endure to the masses based on his talent and potential. Because he was shot out of a skyrocket. Incredibly talented. And I agree with you, like the Miley Cyrus example. He's heard "I Believe I Can Fly."
Yeah, he has. Who hasn't? And like
he's heard it in some movies, like in some TV, in some commercials.
Yeah. He's been in a wedding where they played "Step in the Name of Love." Like, yes.
Hit the brakes.
Reg, come on, where the brakes, Reg? Reg, what are you gonna text you to tell you to hit the brakes, dog? Come on, Reg.
Come on, Reg,
where the brakes? All right, here.
Right. I forgot the punchline now.
He's probably not been in a wedding where they play "Step in the Name of Love."
Correct. So that makes it cultural.
It's cultural and regional. Thank you so much for the call, Muhammad. We got time for one more voicemail. Don't forget, join the show. Call 985-80-JALEN. We'll put you on the show.
I got one more thing for Muhammad. This is a good social thing, too. Project Paddle like this. Hey, Muhammad. He was telling us a story because he's the manager, and he was talking to us about one of his trainers, and he said his trainer was 23, right?
28.
So, Muhammad, we need you to hit us back and or tell us some stories about how the people you employ, male and female, try to hit on the customers. Tell us some stories.
This is one of those positions. It's like you don't hear a lot of people being like, "Oh, you know what? I ended up dating the person that checks out my groceries. Oh, I ended up dating the person that, you know, like is my Uber driver. I ended up dating the person that cuts my hair." But you always hear, "I ended up dating the person that was my trainer." You always hear that. It's just one of those roles in your life where you just end up in a romantic relationship, whether you like it or not. Also, if you're going to be my trainer, you better be in shape. You know what I mean? Like, you can't be telling me to do push-ups if you got your belly hanging over your belt.
No, we got to do them together.
Nah.
Yeah, or you got to be able to do them, and you put in enough work that I know that you put in enough work. Yeah. So it's like, all right, I'm not the knee of the master for this next hour.
Exactly. All right, we got time for one more voicemail. Don't forget, join the show. Call 985-80-JAN and leave us a voicemail. We'll put on the show just like this.
Yo, what up, fellas? J&J, long-time fan, long-time listener. I got a couple questions for you. Shout out, Red. Shout out to the whole squad. First thing is for, I guess, both of y'all, but, you know, whenever you got to hit up the bathroom, you know, you got to get a duker in public. It's not ideal, obviously. But what's the protocol, man? Did you guys lay the paper down on the seat? Do you use the little sheets of paper that come with it? And what about when you take your kids, man? You know, you're there in the bathroom, you got your poor kids just dancing, talking about, "Daddy, I gotta go. What do you gotta lay the paper down, man. That's my thing, man. Well, what's y'all's? What's the protocol there? Second, from my main man, Jacoby, senior pickup basketball analyst, I got lucky enough to get picked up on this, a little pickup crew. And we play half court for the most part because there's like 15 people there or so. So we got 2 4-on-4 games. Plus there's a gentleman there who's a little bit older. He don't like to run full court. But it's pretty good because you're always playing. Winner plays winner, loser plays loser. They got this thing that if the winner wins 2 games in a row, switch up all the teams. They switch them up. I know I like to stay on and win, but it's good because, you know, you're always playing. It's pretty dope, but it's good to get out there and play pickup, man. What are your thoughts on that, man? What are your thoughts? Would you be down for that? Let me know. All right, fellas, keep putting in work. Appreciate all the knowledge y'all be dropping on us. Y'all be good. Wow.
Dope caller.
Appreciate the call. Appreciate his energy and his passion. We get a lot of medicinal callers just be like mumbling and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, a little energy. He's excited.
How you
to be
gonna
on
talk
show.
About somebody mumbling? They've been listening to us mumble for 10 years.
What you talking about? I enunciate. I'm a professional. I enunciate.
Research. We don't write nothing down, messing up people's names,
lists. Through the A block. We go through the A block. I'm always like, Jalen, get a pen and paper. You're like, uh-huh, got it. Like, yeah, I got one.
You're like, lying. You ain't even listening.
I'm
like,
lying. Lying. You haven't wrote something down for like a year and a half. All right, next. His first question is about your favorite topic, pooping. Jalen Rose, the senior poop analyst of Jalen and Jacoby, loves talking about pooping. But let me tell you about something about me that you might not know. Oh, I hate that sound effect, Reg. Let me tell you about something me I might not know. Reg, is I got a great road record. Like, my road record, like, remember that year the Sixers were, like, better on the road than they were at home? Like, I got a great road record. Like, some of my friends, they don't like to go on the road. I love to play in front of a hostile crowd in a hostile environment. I don't hesitate to poop anywhere, dog. Porta potties, whatever you got. So let me tell you, though, you do have to lay the foundation, my man. You definitely got to lay the foundation. Not only, I don't use those, the pull away things that they provide for you. I find those to be too thin. So the first thing I do is I get a lot of toilet paper, wipe the seat down, and then I lay the foundation and set myself up to make sure not a single cell of my skin touches the porcelain. Not a single cell. Not a single cell of my skin touches it. Stop it, Reg. Stop it before it bothers me. You didn't listen to anything I said. You just listened to me argue with Reg. The soundboard.
You know, one of the funniest things I like is when Jacoby argued with Reg during the show.
That sound. It's just gross to me. What are we doing?
It was applicable. You brought it up.
Professionals. I didn't bring it up. Colin brought it up.
You say they give us some of our best material. He gave us a few good things to go on. But you said it exactly right. You got to cover it up. By all means. By all means. And look no further than the coronavirus. When that hit, it made everybody pay attention to being a lot more clean. Period. Right? To washing their hands. To wiping a surface before and or after they use it.
Jay, we're going to move on from this because this second one is the pickup question, which I really want to get to. So you've got 15 people at a basketball court, and you're playing two sets of 4 and 4? That don't sound right. So I guess they got 16. Imagine they got 16 people, so they'd rather do two sets of half-court 4 and 4, and they've got this rotation thing where if you win or lose. My thoughts are this. If you got 16 people in a basketball court, you play 5-on-5 full. I like to play full. I don't like to play half-court. I'll do it, but I find a half-court, it's just like not basketball. Personally, I'm going full. If there's one older guy that doesn't want to play full and one person's holding you back, then you got to pull him aside and say, listen, man, you can jog up and down. You can Robert Parrish this. I know you can get up and down. If you can play half court, you can play full court. Just be Robert Parrish, you know? Just. I got this one guy in my run who just walks up every time on offense. He's on my team. I push the ball up. I stand and wait at half court for him to walk up. Like, that's what I would do because I think full court is real basketball. Half court to me is not real basketball. I'll play half court if you don't have numbers to play full court, but I am a full court player through and through. Your thoughts, Mr. Rose?
Yeah, you're talking about the Robert Parrish late.
Oh, yeah, the Boston Celtics. I'm talking about the Chief, yeah.
Right. At Centenary, he was getting up and down the floor.
Yes.
Early
yes.
in the league.
Oh, yeah.
And I used to play this Dr. J and Larry Bird Commodore 101 game, and Chief used to have the signature one leg dunk. Like, it used to look so sweet. We love and respect our callers, and we appreciate the game.
Always.
We want to make sure you're playing for the love and you're playing to stay in condition, and you want to keep everybody involved. But you do that in the backyard. When we at the park, we playing full. And whoever can't run up and down, you got to come at a different time of the day. That's how this works. It's different days, different times, where different runs. And so if you, the OG that used to be able to run up and down, what normally happens is he started to create his other little run at a different time of the day.
Exactly.
That's how you do that. We ain't about to be trying to please everybody ego and everybody get a participation trophy and everybody gets to play. And no. If we win two games in a row, you know what's happening? We trying to win 4, 5, 6 in a row. We ain't breaking up the team after we just won 2 in a row.
So
we
not that's gonna the other be thing able I want to talk about. That's the other thing I want to talk about. We have one run where it's exactly 15 people, right? And when it's exactly 15 people, you got 3 teams of 5. And sometimes the teams just aren't really fair. So we had a thing called Dynasty where if you won 3 in a row, we would remix it. But again, this isn't the park. This is a closed run with exactly 15 people. So you don't play 2 hours with the exact same team, especially if they're lopsided teams. So that's why we instituted the Dynasty role. If you have 13 people, then you remix the losers' teams enough that one team can't dominate. Jalen,
but I love this topic so very much. But either way, stay hooping. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Stay hooping.
I see you on Instagram Live. I want you to be Instagram Live tomorrow with your old ass and your big shorts hitting the eight foot bank shots. Look forward to that. Look forward to game 3. Look forward to Monday with us breaking down all the action from the weekend. We will be back on Monday. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
All right. I'm adding that one leg jumper on the left side to my game. I never shot it as a player.
You ain't adding nothing at 48, dog. You ain't adding nothing at 48.
Stay tuned.
You adding weight. You adding weight.
I'm not done. We're not done. That's hilarious, and you're correct, too. We're not done.
Ten seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.